From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. A second suspect has been arrested in Britain following the bombing of a London subway train. The man is a 21-year-old who was taken into custody in a suburb near Heathrow Airport. Earlier Saturday, an 18-year-old was taken into custody in the port area of Dover. Neil Basu is Britain's senior national coordinator for counterterrorism policing.
We have identified 121 witnesses, and we've spoken to 100 of them already. Officers continue to trawl through many hours of closed-circuit television footage, and more than 180 videos and pictures have been sent to us by the public. We continue to take a large number of calls from the public through the confidential anti-terrorist hotline. And the public's help remains crucial.
Images of the bomb posted on social media appear to show a bucket on fire that had been placed inside a plastic bag close to a rail car door. Prime Minister Theresa May said after the attack that the country's Joint Terrorism Analysis Center decided to raise the country's threat level to critical, meaning that a further attack may be imminent. The Islamic militant group Hamas that rules Gaza said Sunday in a statement that it will dissolve its administrative body and hold general elections. The decision is seen as a way to end a political and territorial rift between Hamas and President Mahmoud Abbas' Fatah movement. The move opens an avenue to form a reconciliation government. The rival Palestinian governments have been at loggerheads since a civil war in 2007 when Hamas expelled the Palestinian Authority from Gaza. The news of the decision comes after both groups participated in recent separate talks with Egyptian intelligence officials. This is VOA News. The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact, despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. Miguel Arias, Canadi, European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy, said Saturday that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal of more than 30 ministers led by Canada, China, and the European Union. The Montreal meeting took place in preparation for the annual United Nations General Assembly. White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted a different message shortly after the statement was released. She said, quote, "Our position on the Paris Agreement has not changed." She said, "POTUS has been clear. U.S. is withdrawing unless we get pro-America terms." The Bangladesh government plans to construct a large camp to house some of the 400,000 Rohingya Muslims who have poured in from neighboring Myanmar over the past 3 weeks. Authorities say 14,000 shelters, each able to accommodate six families, will be built over the next 10 days on an 8-square-kilometer site near the Bangladesh-Myanmar border. The government said the movement of the settlement's refugees would be restricted. The head of a U.S.-based refugee rights group, Refugee International, Eric Paul Schwartz, visited Rohingya refugees at a camp in Bangladesh Sunday.
"I don't recall seeing anything as awful, as terrible as I am seeing here. The crimes against humanity, the ethnic cleansing for which the government of Burma is responsible, are like nothing I've witnessed before."
The camp, which will be built with the help of the Bangladesh military and international aid groups, is in response to the unprecedented exodus that was sparked by attacks on August 25th. Protests in St. Louis, Missouri, of the acquittal of a white police officer charged with murder and the death of a black man turned violent again Saturday night after a peaceful daytime demonstration. A small band of protesters began breaking windows and throwing objects at a police or at police late Saturday in the upscale Del Mar Loop area of the St. Louis suburb University City. St. Louis Police Chief Lawrence O'Toole:
"We have a contingent of officers ready to respond to any incident that may arise. We will continue to ensure our citizens' First Amendment rights are protected. However, we will not tolerate violence against citizens, police officers, or damage to property."
And singer Ed Sheeran's representative said they were concerned about the safety of the fans when they announced the cancellation of a Sunday concert. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.